Was this camp above Miller House or below?
All right. It's below Miller House, down the street from Miller House, roughly a mile and a half. Now that's Henry Padgett. Anyhow, I remember one day he was on this barge and I threw that piece of wood and put it in there. And he said I threw it at him and I jumped off the truck and we was fighting high school with him. I had a split lip and he had a black eye. Over nothing. But here's where we built it.
Dan, where had the dredge been before? Was it being moved to a new location when you were building this new hall or just replacing the hall?
It was, had been built before, yes. Mm-hmm. I was on the truck and I don't know that. Did Bill ever say, is that me?
I don't know. See, he hasn't gone over these with me yet.
That might not have been, but by God, I think it is.
But what I was wondering, now we've got the pictures, for instance, they're rebuilding the hull. That's just a routine replacement? They had to rebuild
Yeah, this dredge was originally built in 1910, I think. Mm-hmm. The same machinery, steam-powered, mm-hmm. old engines at Wolf boilers and engines. In 1910, then they wore it out, and it was just at the mouth of Mastodon Creek. Above the mouth, say 100 yards of Mastodon Creek, or dumped into Independence. Mm-hmm. And then from there, from the mouth of the Mastodon, it's Mammoth Creek.
Yeah.
And the reason they done that, because in the early days, the claims were small, only 4 acre, and they would, you could only have one claim per creek. So the old claimers, they, to get around that, like Barry there, they named it after the confluence of Mastodon into Independence, and they called it Mammoth.
Mm-hmm.
So he could have a claim on Independence, one on Mammoth and one on Mastodon. Mm-hmm. They had three claims.